the Cook Inlet Aquaculture Association wanted to move the majority of its hatchery operation, permitted to raise up to 100 million pink salmon, from the lagoon to the head of the bay this season. It plans to place about 25,000 square feet of net pens at the head of the bay for about 6 to 8 weeks each year, but the move was delayed by the permitting process. Kachemak Bay Research Reserve biologist Steve Barrett says that was a stroke of luck.
And by having to start next year instead, that gives us a year to get some baseline data.
Baird is leading the study, which began in May. Researchers' work will focus primarily on assessing zooplankton populations in the area.
And we're going to look at both population mix and density of zooplankton in the water.
Zooplankton are juvenile salmon's primary food supply, and the young fish have been known to target particular varieties. The research reserve will also study the ocean floor directly below and around the future net pens. Researchers will use a claw to scoop up samples on the bottom to assess its makeup and find out what animals are living in the gravel, mud, or sediment. The study will end later this year. The short time frame won't allow researchers to understand how conditions in Tucker Bay vary year to year, but Barrett says it's enough to see if the pens have an impact.
A year still will give us a good snapshot that will let us see if things change dramatically. If, you know, things are wildly different next year and water temperature and salinity and those things are the same, then there might be an impact, an effect of raising all those fish back there.
Cook Inlet Aquaculture Association Executive Director Gary Fondry says the association typically conducts these studies itself with help from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. But after hearing concerns from area residents over the ecology and food supply, Fondry says it wanted a third party to do the work.
Historically, we have sampled for zooplankton in the bay when we've released fish in the past, and we would continue with doing that. This study here was to look a little bit more detailed in terms of where the net pens are located and to look at the bottom organisms to see if there was any changes that were occurring there as a result of the net pens.
If the study finds zooplankton are in short supply, the association could reduce the number of fish being raised at the head of the bay. The research reserve will deliver its report at the end of 2017. Fondry says it could be contracted for additional research after the pens are in place, but that decision will be made later this year. The association still needs one more permit from the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation before it can move the pens, and some of the hatchery operation will remain in the lagoon, where eggs will continue to be harvested. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.